Right. This is a project update of a proposal that got approved in the last APNIC meeting. The proposal was presented in the DNS operation SIG and got approved. So this is just an update on what's the progress of the implementation of that proposal. This is the overview. Start with the background, and then just a reminder of what the proposal is and the project status, and then the questions and answer. Right, the background of this proposal is because the use of the IP6.in domain has actually been deprecated with the RFC 3152 in 2001, so it's a long time ago. And then there's a new, relatively new RFC 4159 in August 2005 that says because it has been deprecated, then the RIRs are no longer required to provide the IP6.int service. And the fact that APNIC also has stopped accepting new IP6.int domains as of June 2004. And the query rate is, but however the query rate are still there, then we need to consider an orderly shutdown of the service actually. So the proposal says, it is proposed that APNIC cease devoting resources to support the operation of this deprecated domain and the cutoff date to be determined jointly with the other RIR. And also the proposal contain all the steps to for an orderly cutoff with that consists of notifying parties, making public announcements of the projects, and then notify the root IP6.in to remove APNIC delegation on the cutoff date, and actually stopping the service. So this report is actually planned already in the last meeting that we are going to make an update on APNIC 21. Right, here's our observations and statistics. We are seeing that most IP6 data flow on IP6, both ARPA and INT, it's actually to our server. Majority of them are basically just a zone refresh and notification from masters on update. We have two measurement points.
Here's the man, Clarence. Thank you. This is about from the ops and ISP and RIR perspective of a PKI, and this is different than what Steve was telling you at the keynote. And just in case why you wonder what Eid al-Fitr is, it's the last day of Ramadan when you go with your family. And
Randy's
the key thing is why I'm using it is the breaking of the fasting period.
I thought, where the heck is Randy? I didn't see it.
Evil habits I want to break are the unknown quality of the Whois data. Unknown is a nice word. The unknown quality of the IRR data.
And thank you.
Thank you.
There is no formal means of verifying if a new customer really owns the IP space they're asking me to announce. There is no formal means of verifying routing announcements. Okay? I want an end to this stuff. Okay? There's a big gap in routing security. And it's not router security, worrying about attacking a router. That is a major problem. But it's that protocols, legally, the BGP protocol can be used to tell lies. Route hijacking, et cetera, et cetera. And there, I did a JANOG presentation on this.
Thanks, Scotty.
I'll also do it in the afternoon in the routing SIG, an updated version of this, talking about routing security.
But should I just continue? Do you think you can handle the Interference?
So, what's the PKI?
Okay.
It's the public key infrastructure, and it's a database that can be a single database, could be distributed, et cetera, et cetera. It contains the certificates identifying the RIRs, identifying the ISPs and insights, and it contains the delegations of IP addresses and the delegations of AS numbers in a formal sense. Wrong button. Oh, great. Now we have to learn how to deal with that. Okay.
Now it's my turn.
Good. Attestation. In other words, somebody saying, formally, no. That entity owns this IP space or this AS, Running specifies stop. The identity, i.e. the public key of the recipient. I'm failing?
Yeah. All right. Sorry about that. So we have two measurement points, 2 days in November, so late 2005, and then another 6 days measurement in February 2006. Here's the observation we made. This is the total number of queries we're seeing in our traffic analysis. This is the zone update, and this is just a notification from master to the secondaries. So now this, the one I mark here, is the actual query from end users. So it is really, really small compared to the zone transfer and the notifications. Now I'm going to zoom into that, and it turns out that actually the in November 2005 there's a bug in Linux version that does some PTR queries, but this is an anomaly. The blue color is the IP6 ARPA lookup, which is it's okay. But the NS query itself and the A query is just under half a query per minute. So it's much less than the 5 query per minute that we observed when we first come up with a proposal. So it's now down to half query per minute for the end user queries. So how many queries worldwide? We're seeing 30 in November 2005. We see 36 queries in the February 2006 measurement, which is 6 days. Remember that in November 2005 is 2 days measurement, and February 2006 is 6 days measurement. It's down to 29 queries only. Compare that with the IP6.ARPA queries, which is much larger. So it looks to us like it's a healthy decline of IP6.int queries. Right, on to the coordination work. We have been spending some time consulting with the other RIRs and NIR. Meeting with the other RIRs has resulted in an agreement to coordinate the cutoff date as a global activity. So we are going to all the RIR. Will stop operation at the same time. We will collaborate in the public communication so everyone will know, and also technical activities. With the NIR, primarily with JPNIC, we consult their community if there is any issues or scheduling conflicts. It seems that after a few consultations, we pretty much agreed that June 1st, 2006 would be the cutoff date. And we are planning to then, now with the date has been set, we will start talking with the Route IP6.in, which is held by Bill Manning. So this is the schedule. We are here now. Cutoff date on the 1st of June. There will be a lot of basically communication and notification, because there are not many technical things to do other than close to the cutoff date. We will notify Bill Manning about 1 week before and then stop the operation. Most of the work is basically communicating with the secondaries, the end users. If we still see end users sending queries to us, we will ask them, you know, why are you still using IP6.in and so on. That's the update. Any questions? Any objections about the target date, cutoff date, 1st of June?
Can I ask one question?
Yeah.
You have a plan to notify to the third party after this meeting, and how, with what method you will notify to you?
Look at the addresses that sends the queries and look up who is. See if we can mail the network owner. I mean, it's a hit and miss. I mean, we will just do our best. We may not actually reach the end user that queries us, but at least that's the plan. Yeah. Does that answer the question? Yeah.
Question. Is the cutoff day June 1st decided or subject to change?
It's pretty much decided.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we're fixed on 1st of June.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Shin, can you confirm that is actually the understanding we have, right? 1st of June? Yeah. Cool. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks.